All right. In 3 weeks we'll be released at Tsar. What's your state of mind right now regarding this new adventure?
I'm really happy because the result is 100% without any compromise. It's feels fantastic. It's very happy, and now I become more happy because feedback what I get from people who listen already, it's fantastic, right? So happy.
All right. How do we have to understand Almanac? Is that solo project with other musicians? Is that a real band? Is that what's right now the status, I would say, of this?
No, it's real band. This was idea. I don't want to make any solo project with a guest musician who just come to studio and recording. No. From the beginning was very important that it's a band. And we won't go on tour, present live, the same lineup, the same way how we record it in studio. So.
Okay. So can you tell us more about the genesis of Almanac? How did you have that idea in mind for a long time? How did you build the thing, the band? Why did you choose such musician and such singer?
Last couple of years, I started to be frustrating with rage because it was absolute no energy and no power, no quality. Especially on tour, was Peewee completely lost fun to learn how to play bass, how to keep going the quality, and was kind of frustrating because we stopped rehearse and was just a routine, kind of go on tour and play always the same songs. Just to
why do you think different of age, different of level, you reach a different level in life? I think it's older than you are?
I think it's he become tired, lazy, and looking for easy way to make money. And easiest way to play all songs, which simple to play, keep touring and earn money, you know, so not learn how to play, try to be better, because it's you need a lot of energy, and it's sometimes hard, and when you are 50 like he is, it's harder and harder find energy to keep going.
So basically you had an ambition that you could not find anymore in Rage?
Yeah, it was really time for me to stop, because I get feelings that I lost fun to do music, and I'm totally crazy about music. I really like so much. It's for me, it's nothing to do with money, business, commercial or big name or something like this, you know. It's totally bullshit, because I start music, make music because of love of music, and quality for me important, and I try to be better and better. And this was completely dead by rage. So, you know, in studio I was sitting alone with Charlie Bauernfeind, producing the album, and guys just coming, recording something and go home, you know, and be sitting alone and correcting, tuning, and there's no fun. It's not music, you know. And also live, you know, Andre and me always asking sound engineer, please mute Peewee, it's not possible to hear these wrong notes all the time, you know. Play one tone, you know, doesn't matter. It's something with playing tight with guitar, riffing or not, doesn't matter. Sound was doesn't matter for him. He was not interesting to take bass at home and learn something, you know. It's nothing about to play something complicated, just to play good. You can play three tones, but tight on drums and good.
And as a professional musician, do you think it's a never-ending process? You have to practice one way or the other your issues?
Sure. It's, you know, as a musician, you need to keep going, because when you become older, it's more and more hard to keep professional level, you know. And a lot of people start to lose, and and this is what exactly happened by Rage. You know, when we start with Rage, the first years was really powerful, because we rehearse every day, we train, we change arrangement and sweat like hell every day, and it was perfect live band, and this is what I like in my Rage. It was really great live band. And we try a lot of things in studio and searching for new stuff, and it was interesting to do music because you always try to find.
Because from the outside, you were the guy to introduce more, what could I say, neoclassic, I play with the orchestra stuff within the band. You were the driving force to try to complexify or give the music of the band to a new level. From the inside, it was not that simple.
It was very simple because when you check when I composed the first orchestra stuff, it was by strings to a web. The first 5 years were nothing to do with orchestra, you know.
Yeah, true.
Unity sound chase a very straight sound chase, a very straight power metal song, so it was nothing to do with orchestra, so I never pushing this in front. All people asked me before already, why you're doing nothing with orchestra, because you work with orchestra before. So I said, no, it's not. It's good to have power songs, and we enjoy this. And by when I composing Sweet Lingua Mortis, this was the first time when we did this, like experiment. And normally we want to do this like separate band, not mixing with Rage. It was record company decision to put these two pieces on one CD. And this reason why I want make LMO as a separate project. It's not mixed with Rage, because 21 CD what I composed also, it was very heavy, nothing to do with classical. So I like power metal a lot, and I don't want to make complex, but sometimes to get some new idea, to try something, it's cool when you're a musician and you want to try something, you want to become better, you want to find something new, and you never can find something when you not try. You can compose all the same song since 10 years, change some chords, and I think it's become boring at any time. And
so you reached the point where you could find no more way to feed yourself artistically with Rage. So
the biggest problem is that nothing comes from the guys, especially from Peavy, because he was, you know, he was not interesting to do something, because, you know, when he bring his idea, we did this. When he compose something, we recording this. He want to play something, we play it. No problem. It was, you know, when we go on tour, set list was always his idea. Because for me it was not a matter, play more or less was always important what he can sing, mm-hmm. about his voice. So he decides at least and play always the same was completely boring. Because, you know, always the same set list, he don't want to rehearse, he don't want to touch his bass and to learn. It was nothing to do with making music, it's a routine to go on tour and make money. Fuck it. It's no fun.
Okay.
This way, and
so you left.
Yes, I stopped.
And you left with the idea to restart something? Or?
No, that was 2014. I start when I really was like losing energy to make music. I start thinking about solo CD because I just want to play with musician who. From which you get
mm-hmm.
energy and feedback and so on and so on. And I start thinking about solo CD, jam with some musician for solo CD, check some ideas and think about do this not only instrumental with singers. And this time I already invite David and Andy because I always was fascinated from these guys, from singing. And
and you knew the guy Wendy maybe from Brainstorm and
sure.
and David Moore for To Pink Cream or Adagio or
from many different projects. I also did a kind of guitar project called A Night of Electric Guitars, where we did with many guitar players some crazy shredding stuff, and David was a guest singer for some cover songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I stop after tour with Rage, I said, "Oh, solo CD, maybe try to make us a band." And I asked guys, "You're interested?" Everybody say yes, and was very quickly lined up there, because Armin is a bass player which already was playing by my solo CD as a guest musician, and Michael I know already a couple of years ago. I started to jam with him for some workshops. And
so you knew all the guys individually before that, you had some experience with them.
And lineup was there, and we did one test show in Frankfurt Music Messe. Because I say, you know, it's new for you, for Dave, for Andy, this kind of concept with many singers. I don't know if it feels good for you. Let's try something.
Yeah, but you had songs already?
We play some LMO stuff and my older songs,
okay,
which composed from this way. And I will keep playing these songs. Also with Almanac, there's a lot of songs which I compose.
So on the side of Rage, you were keeping working on your side, building, how to say, songs and keeping them to see what they can become.
For solo.
For solo, yes, okay.
Yes. And we did this first solo, the first show in Frankfurt, and after this, everybody liked it very much and feel comfortable. We start composing new material.
Yeah, and for composing, it's a. It's a team work, or it's mostly your work. You're the leading creative force.
I prepare a lot of songs, and start composing, but things we try in the rehearsal room was huge teamwork. I think the CD becomes so good in the end only because of teamwork, because so many influences from guys and trying a different arrangement and change this and try this. Everybody was involved in CD, and it's a fantastic team.
And in terms of lyrics, did you also provide for?
I find it's a story, but lyrics composing, writing by David and Andy, half.
Okay, because obviously you see the cover artwork, you see the topics of the lyrics. So very like, you know, the high points of the Russian history, Cossack, Ivan the Terrible, and so on. And why this concept?
I was looking for something powerful, because I think when you write metal songs, it's always blood, sweat, and tears fits perfectly,
yeah.
And. I like very much history, and I was looking what till now not done, which part is still nobody touch, and you know, when we're talking about first, second war, it's already everybody did so.
And
Greek stuff also.
One way or the other, you're from Belarus.
Belarus.
So
yeah.
Maybe it was story of. In your culture, I mean, it's part of the large Russian.
I learned this
tradition.
In school, so I know
this
very good. So, and I was talking to Andy Zivier, Nuclear Blast guys, and they asked, "Why you not check Russian history? We don't know much about this." I said, "Whoa, interesting." So
cool.
Everybody knows Ivan the Terrible, but not so many people knows what happened really with the first Tsar and this Tsarism time, and. I read more about this, check, prepare material, and find really cool and very interesting, because it's a lot of comparing things, what's happened now.
Yeah.
And
some might understand it the wrong way. One way for you to be to have a political stance compared to the actual rise of Russia, compared to where, I mean, you from my understanding, you're just talking about the past. You there's no statement about the situation right now.
I think it's you know, it's important that people sometimes check the history and maybe learn a little bit from this, not repeat all the time the same mistakes what we're doing. And life on Ivan also very interesting, because you know how we are born as a child, always nice and friendly, not as a killer. So this what happened to us, it's change what around us, you know, and you know, he lost his mother, his first wife, and it was really tough time when people was killing each other, and you know, when you need to survive, you become kind of aggressive, and yeah. And I think because we're living already in the beginning of Third World War, maybe not bad to check this kind of history path to learn.
Yeah, because when the first time I heard the album, I had the two, not influences, but two other projects came in my mind. On one side, the Advantasia, Tobias Zammit, which was also creating his own concept and his own world with different musicians. Well, but it is really concept, it's not a band. And in Pile was Sabaton for the use for music and the historical background. These two comparison are fine with you, or no especially?
I listen so much music, I really not try to get too much in some different projects, so it's nothing influences me so much. I really compose how I feel in this moment, and
okay.
I never plan something also, you know, like it's a reason a lot of CDs have something new, because it's really, I start compose and I don't know what's coming, so it's just how it feels right in this moment.
Okay, so you, for the first single, you shot a video, video clip can be found on YouTube and different media. Can see that there was a lot of money invested in the video. You have a nice costume and so on. So for the Self-Blinded Eyes song, in general, what can you tell us about the shooting of this video in general, and also in general, do you like that kind of exercise, because it's doing again the same thing? Is that a necessary pain, or you have some fun?
I must say that the whole process, from beginning of recording till the end of mixing, it's a huge part. Half year hard working, really hard working, but with so much great atmosphere that really when I finished the CD, it was kind of pissed off this already at the end, because it was so much fun to do this. And I find a great company, it's a friend of mine who was all the time behind us with a cam and film the whole process, and all this filming we have on bonus DVD, more than 2 hours material. I never did something like this. It was fantastic, really great bonus material, and also this video, we spent three days.
So where is this castle in Germany?
In Germany, it's a Ehrenburg castle, close to the river Mosel, not far from Koblenz.
Right.
Big town. And it's a great place for vacation. I know this place because around this castle I was driving a rally.
Yeah.
And
you kept in mind the landscape,
yes,
right?
Yeah, we had some days there in the hotel, and I said, wow, great place. And I still remember this place, and I was thinking, yeah, cool, let's ask him. And I mean, there was for sure hard time for
because there's the scene where the band is playing surrounded by the castle, and also the story for the character, this dying character, his wife, and you also involved in that, playing with all the costume and so on.
It was great fun, you know. You can see on DVD, you can see making of. On this making of, you can see how much fun we had. It was all the time laughing and party. And this is what I like, you know, this kind of working very professional, do concentrate your job, but with fun. And this you can do only with great team, and we had a great team.
All right. One of the key elements for me is the cover artwork, and I have to say this one is great. It was done by the Julia Avancak, which is known from Metalheads. For a lot of covers recently, Stratovarius before.
It's definitely the best cover what I ever had.
How did you work with him? You see, okay, well, do you describe him in details the scene you wanted, and then he offered some draft, and then you talk with them back and forth, modifying the sketch. How did it go, and why? Okay, you had the songs, you had the, maybe the title Star. I'm sure there's lots of details that if you're not specially aware, you might miss. Obviously, you have the figure of the double-headed eagle from the Tsar, from the Romanov family, but lots of details. So, how did you work with him?
The first one, I start thinking about Kawa, I ask a lot of artworks guys, which I know, have their idea or not, and some guys send me some rough ideas, and the first idea from jeweler was the best, so I concentrate, work with him, and I sent him idea what I think about this, what for me important, and very quickly we find contact the same way and think of the same way, and
very colorful, lots of energy.
It's fantastic because it's exactly what I did with music. That means kind of mix from old technique, analog technique of recording with orchestra, mm-hmm. with modern digital stuff, with mastering digital and so on. So it's exactly what this style of painting, this old style maybe of Repin work, you know, great painter, but with all this digital stuff. And also in my music, I try to, the first reaction, it get this powerful, aggressive power metal, but with a lot of little things behind, with deep arrangements, so you can hear after 2-3 times, I find something new.
Melodies in the back.
It's a lot of little things which by hearing more and more you can find. And the same with this Kawa. It's the first impression great, and when you look more and more little things, and this is what I like. It really fits perfectly.
Will Nuclear Blast release a vinyl cover artwork with a large cover artwork? Or
double vinyl?
Double vinyl, right?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And did also Julia did the logo of the band with the VS on the back?
Logo was I had before from Thomas Everhart, the guy who did old covers for Rage, String Stairway and so on and so on. Because I need this logo for the first gig. Was idea from him to put the S behind
with the snake and the almanac on top of it. Almost time to finish. What can we wish you in the future? What's coming in the year in 2016, and what can we wish you?
I'm really happy. It was really all this changing. It feels great. And I find fun to do music again, and result is fantastic. I'm really satisfied.
So we suppose you will do summer festival.
We start plan already tour performance, and we start with summer festivals. We confirmed already a couple of.
There's a real tour, a European tour coming.
Or? Yes. The first summer festival, summer breeze confirmed, metal fest confirmed. It will come more. And after summer festivals, we go on tour. Approximately in October, we plan to make a European tour.
As headline or support band?
We will see. For me, it doesn't matter. You know,
you're open to all opportunities.
You know, like co-headliner, maybe cool tour. For me, it doesn't matter. I play like last or before last. For me, it's important. Good package.
Sure.
That it's really good show for the fans. Possibility to make good show, you know. I don't want to be the first support because you don't have time to play. I want make big show, play longer, more than 1 hour for sure.
And do you already have ideas or even songs for the next one?
No, I don't have songs for the next album.
So when you will start, you will start from scratch?
Yes, yes. I want the first, you know, go on tour, just to check how feel the band on stage, which songs work better on stage, and it's always nice to learn how songs from studio working live. And so with this experience, you start
to feed yourself from the feedback of the audience, and then maybe
yeah, it's kind
give
of
you an idea for the next one.
Feel it on stage, how songs feel on stage, and then you learn from this for the new songs.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for support.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.